Folks, God bless you. Would you open your Bibles, please, to Jeremiah chapter 23, the book of Jeremiah chapter 23. In just a few minutes, I'll read, in beginning with verse 25. We'll read verses 25 through 36 of Jeremiah chapter 23. Before I read there, though, I want to read two verses in Ezekiel chapter 33. This morning will be our, I believe it's the 22nd. This will be the 22nd lesson on our study, Hold Firm to the Foundation, the Defense of the King James Bible. And I'd like to begin by reading Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 6 and 7, where the Bible says this, "But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me." Folks, as I begin my thoughts this morning, I want to share a little thought from my heart. During the course of this study on the King James Bible, I have desired to present the material in a way that would be acceptable. In other words, to present it in a way that folks would have a willingness to accept it because it was given in the right spirit. The material that's been presented has been necessary. If at times it's been rough and maybe a little harsh, that's my fault. The way that it's presented, perhaps, my spirit, perhaps, at times may not have been as Christ-like as it should have been. I hope that's not the case, and that's certainly not my heart's desire. But here's where I'm going with this. God told the prophets, He said, listen, He said, you're a watchman. You're a watchman. You have a responsibility. If you know the sword's coming, if you know the approaching army is coming, He said, you've got to warn the people. He said, now, if you warn them and they're still taken by the sword, the blood's on their hand. He said, but listen, He said, if you know the enemy's coming and you don't warn them and they're taken by the sword, I'm going to require you to give an account of it. Folks, before God Almighty in heaven, this presentation on the King James Bible has been something that God Almighty has laid heavily on my heart. I feel like as much as any time in my entire Christian life that this study that we've been doing is something that God has desired me to do. Folks, if I know the truth and I don't tell you the truth about it, God is going to hold me accountable for that. And that's been my heart's desire, to present this material, the truth to you, so that you'll have it before you. I'm not responsible after that for what someone does with it. If you decide not to use this, and I realize that I'm talking, as far as I know, to everybody in this room holds to the King James Bible. If there's anybody that doesn't, I don't know that. So I have no motive, no secret motive here that, boy, I'm talking to somebody that I know. That's just not the case at all. But folks, as a watchman, it's our responsibility. If we know the truth of the Word of God, it's our responsibility to share that truth with others so that they can be warned. After that, all we can do is pray, and then it's that individual's responsibility what they do with the truth. Now, in this matter of the continual retranslation of the English Bible, folks, there's false prophets all around. They have a lot of different motives. I'll not go into that. But it's simply not right, and it's simply destructive to continually translate the Bible, and it confuses people to the point that they don't know that they have the Word of God. I want to read in Jeremiah chapter 23 and starting at verse 25. Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 25, the Bible says this, I have heard what the prophets said that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart. Folks, I submit to you that those that are continually rewriting the Word of God are prophets of deceit that are prophesying lies. Proof of that is very, very easy. This morning, I'm going to be talking, I want to get there just very briefly, about the New International Version, the New King James Version of the Bible. I'm not talking about them because they're any worse than any of these other hundreds of English translations. I'm talking about them simply because they are representative of that whole group that's out there. But folks, they keep prophesying lies. It's easily brought out and it's easily noticed. I had someone come to me when I'd mentioned about the 1984 version of the New International Version. I had somebody that's in this room right here come to me and say, "Brother Steve, there had to be a New International Version that was before 1984. And I said, "Well, yes, you're right. There was a 1976 version of the New International Version." Now, here's where I'm going with it. I'm talking about this thing of prophesying lies. Folks, if the New International Version was the Word of God, they wouldn't have to keep changing it. They came out with a 1976 version. They came out with a 1984 version. Thousands of changes between the 1976 and the 1984. They came out this year with the 2011 version of the New International Version. It's got thousands of changes from the 1984 version. I have at home, I get the sales papers from these different Christian book distributors and all. And I've got the sales papers at home right now. And if you open it up to the Bible section and it's got the New International Version, they specifically ask you in there, if you're going to buy a New International Version this year, they say you need to specify whether you want the 1984 or whether you want the new 2011. You see, folks, they're not the same. They keep changing it. I'm talking about prophets that prophesy lies. All of them are exactly the same. You can put whatever name you want to. You can name any modern English version, and they're all the same, folks. They all continually change. They all continually update. Why? Because they have to keep a continually new sales pitch to keep the dollars flowing in. It's got nothing to do with honoring God or honoring the Word of God. It's all got to do with printing books to make money. They are prophets. They are as prophets that prophesy lies. Looking back at your Bible, Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 27. "What think to cause my people, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal? The prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream, and he that hath a word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is chaff to the wheat, saith the Lord? Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that steal my words, every one from his neighbor." Folks, that's exactly what those that are continually changing the Word of God are doing. They are stealing the Word of God from their neighbors. They're stealing the Word of God from people that need the Word of God. Folks, just common sense tells you. If you come out in 2011, they're going to come out with several. They've already came out with, we know they've came out with a New International Version this year, another version of it. The one I read to you out of the Sword of the Lord, my mind escapes me right now, the name of it. There'll be others this year. They're all different. They can't all be the Word of God. You see, they're prophesying lies, and in the process, they're stealing God's words from people. Verse number 31, "Behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that use their tongues and say, He saith." Isn't that what they're doing? They're coming out with these new versions, and these people are telling us, "God said this." Folks, God didn't say that at all. They're perverting what God said. Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord, and do tell them and cause my people to err by their lies and by their likeness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore they shall not profit this people at all, saith the Lord. Could I tell you that all these modern English versions don't profit the people at all? Folks, you don't help someone that needs the Word of God by giving them more of what they already have. They either don't have the Word of God or they got a perversion of the Word of God in many cases, and you're not going to help those people by giving them more of what they've already got. Verse 33, and when this people or the prophet or a priest shall ask thee, saying, what is the burden of the Lord? Thou shalt then say unto them, what burden? I will even forsake you, saith the Lord. And as for the prophet and the priest and the people that shall say, the burden of the Lord, I will even punish that man and his house. Thus shall you say everyone to his neighbor and everyone to his brother, what hath the Lord answered and what hath the Lord spoken? And the burden of the Lord shall you mention no more, for every man's word shall be his burden. For ye have perverted the words of the living God and the Lord of hosts, our God. Folks, I submit to you this morning that those that are rewriting and constantly coming out with new versions of the Word of God, the supposed Word of God in English, are perverting the Word of God. Very quickly, by way of introduction and a way of to refresh your mind, those that are promoting the new version say several things. First of all, they say it's just like the King James Bible. I'd like to ask you a question about that. Why don't any of them say, when they came out with a new international version in 2011 in this year, why did they not say it's just like the New King James Version? Why did they not say it's just like the Living Bible or the New English Version or the New American Standard Version? Why didn't they compare it to some other modern version? You know why they didn't, folks? They didn't do that because of a couple of reasons. Number one, they know that the real people of God recognize the King James Bible as the Word of God. They compare their perversion against the perfect Word of God, not to another version. They always say, it's just like the King James Bible. Folks, if it was just like the King James Bible, it'd be the King James Bible if it was just like it. You see, that's just not true. Now, regardless of their motive, I really feel like that most of the average people that you and I hear, and I've heard people say that, by the way, most of the people that I hear say some particular version is just like the King James Bible, and I'm saying this kindly, they're saying that from ignorance. They're repeating something that they've heard. The chances are they haven't read the King James Bible, and they hadn't read that version either. They've heard somebody say that, and they're repeating what they've heard. But those that promote the new versions, they say it's just like the King James Bible. You see, they say that, they compare it to the best, because they realize that that's the Word of God, that people recognize that as the Word of God. They tell us that these new versions, that they say, well, it's okay to use them because there's no doctrine changed in them. There's no doctrine changed. Folks, I want to make a statement. This applies to every new English version that's in existence. Any doctrine you can name is found more times and more strongly in the King James Bible than it is in any other modern version. They tell us that it's easier to read. It's easier to read. There's a couple of things wrong with that. Number one, that's just not true. Scientific tests that have been done on the modern English version show that the King James Bible is easier to read than the modern versions. Why is that, you ask? It's because of this. Copyright laws guarantee, folks, get this, copyright laws guarantee that there will never be another version of the Bible that's easier to read than the King James Bible. You say, Brother Kirkpatrick, what are you talking about? Because to get around the copyright laws, they have to add multiple syllable words in place of the single syllable words of the King James Bible to get around the copyright laws. Because of that, it's just plain not true that modern versions are easier to read. But I've got something else to say about that. Whoever said that easier to read is a criteria for the Word of God? Whoever said that, folks? You see, we fall right into that argument. I mean, I see all these charts, and I've even printed some of them in the manual. And all. I see all these charts about these tests that have been done about Bible reading, about which versions are easier to read. Who is it that said that it's supposed to be a criteria of what's the Word of God or not by how easy it is to read? Folks, that's not in the Word of God. God didn't set that. You see, the fact of the matter is, for you to know the Word of God, it takes some work and some effort and some time. You're going to have to spend time reading it. You're going to have to look up words. You're going to have to compare spiritual things with spiritual. It's going to take some work and some time and some effort to know the Word of God. And the truth of the matter is, and I'm not trying to be ugly, most people just don't know the Word of God because they're just too lazy to study the Word of God. They just won't spend time in the Bible. Nobody just falls into knowledge of the Word of God. It's going to take time, and it's going to take effort, and it's going to take work. They tell us, those that promote the new versions tell us, that those of us that are holding to the King James Bible are being divisive. Could I illustrate it for you like this? Grandmother is sitting in a rocking chair reading her King James Bible. Grandmother thinks back as she's reading her Bible. Her mom and dad and their mom and dad and their mom and dad, they all read the King James Bible. Grandmother's old now. She's sitting in a rocking chair and she's reading her King James Bible. She's not bothering anybody. She's just got the Word of God. She's enjoying fellowshipping with the Lord Jesus Christ and reading her Bible. Dr. Modernist walks up. Dr. Modernist walks up and he's highly educated and he knows biblical languages. Dr. Modernist walks up to grandmother, snatches that King James Bible out of her hand, hands her one of the modern versions and says, "Here, Granny, read this." Grandmother begins to read that modern English version. She reads for a while and she realizes it sure does sound different when you read it. But that wasn't the worst of it. Grandmother's a child of God. She knows Jesus Christ. As she begins to read that modern version, she realizes that that thing is dead and lifeless. It doesn't speak to her. It has no life. The Spirit of God is not working through it. Grandmother, after a while of reading that English version, she looks up at Dr. Modernist. She hands that new English version back to him and says, "I'd rather just have my old King James Bible." Boy, when she said that, Dr. Modernist, he got red in the face. The veins in his neck began to bulge. And at the top of his lungs, he screams at Granny and he says, "You're just being divisive." Folks, that's what's going on today. All you got to do to be called divisive on this Bible issue is just say, "No, thank you. I don't want that new modern version." And they'll scream at the top of their lungs and they'll tell you that you're old-fashioned, that you're being divisive. "I've made up my mind. I'm going to be divisive." And folks, No amount of turning red in the face and bulging veins in the neck is going to have any impression whatsoever on me. I've made up my mind, this is where I'm going to stand, and I'm going to keep promoting the true Word of God, the King James Bible, because I believe that it's pleasing to Almighty God. If you'll turn if you have your notes now, if you'll look at page number 112, I want to say just a few things this morning in the few minutes we got left on two of the versions of the Bible, the New International Version and the New King James Bible. One of the things that are said to us is that no doctrine is changed in the new versions. Folks, when you've got tens of thousands of word changes, please keep this in mind. I know I've said it before and I'm going to say it again right now. Words have meaning. When you change words, you change the meaning. Also, please keep in mind, ever who controls the words controls the doctrine that those words teach. Ever who controls the words. They say that no doctrine is changed in the new versions. That's just not true. The doctrines are watered down. They'll continue to water them down with each new version of that version that comes out. They'll continue to take away important aspects of the Word of God. That's the plan of the devil in this whole thing. You see, it's all building toward the end time. I believe that the devil is going to have a scripture, a Bible, if you will, during the tribulation period. It's going to be a Bible that doesn't say anything about Jesus Christ, doesn't honor God, but it'll be something that'll help people to be religious and, wow. The NIV perverts the deity of Christ. Your King James Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 that God was manifest in the flesh. The New International Version says He appeared in a body. He instead of God. You see, it perverts the deity of Christ. The New International Version perverts the virgin birth. In Luke chapter 2 and verse 33, your King James Bible says, "And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him." And the New International Version says the child's father and mother. Was Joseph the earthly father of the Lord Jesus Christ? No. Mary conceived as a virgin. The Lord Jesus Christ had no earthly father, and the New International Version perverts the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Many times the New International Version removes the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, your King James Bible says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 14, "In whom we have redemption through His blood." The New International Version says, "In whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins, through His blood is left out." Folks, I could go on and on and on and on. You've got a lot of stuff in your notes. If you're a mind to know it, you can read that and study it for yourself. On page 115 of your notes, I want you to notice that the New International Version completely takes 17 whole verses out of the Bible. It completely removes 17 whole verses. In addition to that, 12 verses in Mark chapter 16, verses 9 through 20, it says in the notes there that these verses, basically I'm paraphrasing, but it says in the notes, it says these verses are not in most of the new, better manuscripts and therefore shouldn't be in the Bible. There's 12 more verses that it takes out in the notes. The New International Version says in John chapter 7, verse 53 through chapter 8, verse 11, that those verses are not in the most reliable manuscripts. So there's 12 more verses that are taken out in the footnotes. And so if you add all that together, there's 45 complete verses that the NIV removes either in the text or in the footnotes. The New International Version, I'm glad you're all sitting down. The New International Version removes 64,576 words that you have in your King James Bible, they're not in the New International Version. Don't try to tell me that the New International Version is just like the King James Bible, because, folks, it's just not true. Also, I want you to realize that the New King James Bible is just not true either. The New King James takes a different approach. Now, the New International Version tells us, the New International Version is actually even a little more honest than the New King James. The New International Version says we're using different manuscripts and we're using a thought translation rather than a word-for-word translation. But you know what? The New King James Version is so dishonest that they say that we're using a word-for-word translation, which is correct. They even say or try to say that they're using the same Greek text that our King James Bible comes from, but they do add this. The New King James Bible does say we're only changing it where it's necessary. Wow. Only changing the Word of God where it's necessary. That's interesting, isn't it? So you see, the New King James Bible is not really as honest as approach as New International Version. At least the writers of the New International Version were honest in the approach that they took. The New King James people, they took a different approach. They said that they were staying with the traditional text, and yet they used the same stuff that are used in the New International Version. So they were actually more dishonest in their approach than those that did the New International Version. Five things about the New King James Version. First of all, it's a deception based on what I just told you. Secondly, the New King James Version makes thousands of unnecessary changes. The New King James Version has about 100,000 changes from your King James Bible, about 80 changes per page. Most of those are made for copyright reasons. See, they never tell you anything about that. Nobody does, even the New International Version folks. They never tell you, well, you know, we're giving you a good, quote, translation, but we had to make a few thousand changes because we want to make money, and we had to get around the copyright laws. Number three, the New King James Version makes many erroneous departures from the King James Bible. Number four, the New King James Bible deletes the important distinction between the second person pronoun singular and plural. By the way, another one of the lies that they tell you is that we need to update the language of the King James Bible because that old thee and thou stuff, nobody talks like that anymore. And after all, we want to get updated language. I think the language is beautiful. It's biblical English. But folks, there's more to it than that. In your King James Bible, if you read the word thee, thou, and thy, those words are always plural. If you read the word thee, thou, and thy, you know that there's a reference being made to more than one person. If you read the words ye, you, and your, you know that that's singular, and only one person is being referred to. All of that's lost in the English version. All the English versions, including the New King James. They've done away with those, and when they do that, you no longer know from the context, many times, how many people are being spoken of. Are they talking to one person, or are they talking to a group of people? All of that's lost in the modern versions. Number five, the most significant problem with the New King James Version is that it's a bridge to the modern versions. A pastor, Pastor Kirk DeVitro, pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Franklin, Massachusetts, attended one of the meetings by Thomas Nelson Publishers when they were getting ready to do the New King James Bible. Now, you recall, refresh your memory, The reason we have the New King James Bible is not because the people of God thought it was necessary. Thomas Nelson Publishers was getting their socks beat off by Zondervan. Zondervan has the rights to the New International Version. They were raking in the tens of millions of dollars. Thomas Nelson Publishers needed to do something to get more market share. So they decided that they needed to do a new version that could have a really good advertising campaign. So Thomas Nelson Publishers, not the people of God, not the pastors of fundamental Bible-believing churches, Thomas Nelson Publishers set up a series of meetings around the United States and in England, and they invited religious leaders from about 100 different denominations to come in and talk about making a new version of the Bible. Pastor DeVitro got invited to one of those meetings by the owner of a bookstore that he knew. In the meeting, the representative for Thomas Nelson Publishers told the pastors there concerning the New King James Version, he said, hopefully it will serve as a transitional bridge to eventually get your people to accept a more accurate Bible. He said it was a bridge. Folks, what they said was that the New King James Version could be a bridge to get people away from the King James Bible so that they would be willing to accept modern translations of the Bible. Why would anybody want to do that? Well, folks, that goes back to the devil. All this is the work of Satan. The devil is fighting against the Word of God. The devil has a great plan. You've heard me say it many times. Satan's weapon of mass destruction is the retranslation of the English Bible again and again and again. He's destroying generations to come. If he can get people to come away to give up the King James Bible, folks, once you give up this, your life is adrift in the sea of doubt. Once you give up this as the true, perfect, infallible Word of God, there's no place for you to go. You have no anchor. You have no sure Word of God. There's nothing for you to base your eternal hope in once you give up the true Word of God. Folks, the devil's working hard. The devil's working hard. One new version after another. The New King James Version demotes the Lord. I'm on page 123 of the notes. Notice all the things. I'm not going to take time. I'm just going to point this out to you. On page 123 of your notes, I put there, by the way, this material is used by permission from another source. They demote the Lord Jesus Christ. It supports the New King James Bible goes along with the New World Translation, which is the Jehovah's Witness Bible. It goes along with it in many instances. It demotes the Trinity. It promotes a works salvation. And on we could go. Let me read the top of page 127. I want to read this paragraph to you. It says, why does the New King James Version use harder words than the King James Version? The derivative copyright laws insist that, to be copyrightable, a derivative work must be different enough from the original to be regarded as a new work or must contain substantial amount of new material. Making minor changes or additions of little substance to a pre-existing work will not qualify the work as a new version for copyright purposes. Therefore, all new versions must change those simple one or two syllable Anglo-Saxon words to complex Latinized words. Consequently, the King James Version reads at a fifth grade level And the New King James Version reads at the sixth grade level. Because of this copyright law, there will never be an easier to read Bible than the King James Version. I want to close by going to page 134. And I want you to notice what I've given you here on page 134. The words that are omitted on the New King James Bible. The New King James Bible omits the word Lord 66 times. The New King James Bible omits the word God 51 times. The New King James Bible omits the word heaven 50 times. The New King James Bible omits the word repent 44 times. The New King James Bible omits the word blood 23 times. The New King James Bible omits the word hell 22 times. The New King James Bible omits the word Jehovah, the personal name of God, does not appear at all in the New King James Bible. The New King James Bible omits the word damnation completely. It does not appear. The New King James Bible omits the word devils entirely. It does not appear. The New King James Bible ignored the King James Version, Textus Receptus. Remember what that is? The Textus Receptus is the Greek source from which our King James Bible is translated. The New King James Bible ignored the Textus Receptus some 1,200 times. In the Old Testament, our King James Bible is translated from what's known as the Masoretic Text. The New Modern translations do not use the Masoretic Text. The New translations use a different translation of the Old Testament referred to as the Stuttgart edition or the Ben Asher Old Testament. Folks, when people try to tell you that any modern version is just like the King James Bible, they simply are not telling you the truth. You see, this is the true Word of God. This is the true Word of God. It's never going to be replaced. God's never going to change His mind. This is the one. This is the one that you can base your faith and your trust in. Just stay with the true Word of God. God will bless you. And God will give you the courage, the confidence, the hope, the contentment that this is God's Word to English-speaking people. Heavenly Father, thank You for Your goodness. Bless these dear people, Father. Thank You so much for allowing me the privilege to stand and promote and defend the Word of God. Father, speak peace to our hearts. I pray, Father, that the Spirit of God will move. And Lord, You know my heart. I want every person here to have 100% confidence that their King James Bible is the perfect Word of God. Bless and have Your way, Father, and I'll thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.